hear five short extracts in which people are talking about working in conservation. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker does as part of their job. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H which positive impact of their job each speaker mentions. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Understandably, my job involves paperwork. It's vital that before any new request for solar panels to be put on public buildings or offices are given the go-ahead, the application has no legal loopholes. If companies get things right at this stage, it's far more likely that the permissions will be granted quickly further down the line. It stops the painfully slow progress of applications that we used to see. Before, after several months, people would get requests for more documents and still be no further along in the process. Over the last couple of years, there's been a marked increase in those that we've authorised. I get a real kick out of being able to tell companies that their project has been given the green light straight away.
Speaker 2. Rewilding projects are becoming more popular these days. I'm constantly amazed at how many people are bitterly opposed to them around here. I'm forever getting emails from people in the local community who don't like the idea of leaving nature alone, which is what rewilding is all about after all. Unfortunately, all they see is a blot on the landscape, and trying to explain the environmental benefits to them doesn't make the slightest difference. Nonetheless, I'm firmly committed to the cause. I've noticed that in the last few talks I've given at the town hall, more people seem to be coming around to the idea, so at least that's a start. Speaker 3.
The National Park suffers from a lot of forest fires, and prevention is our main focus of attention. Managing the ecosystem here is a delicate balance of a variety of strategies for all the team, and I am involved in considering where the budget goes. It's a lot of analysis, but it's never wasted, as the insights I get help us decide how to use what we've got and where, so we get the most out of it. The only issue is that climatic conditions are so changeable these days that we have to review everything year on year. Often there are a couple of overriding concerns, though, and that helps with the decision-making.
Speaker 4.
Here at the Nature Society, we carry out a series of surveys every year to determine how well the local bird and mammal populations are managing in woodland habitats. Once I've laid out the objectives, the team gets to work. The scientific side of things is far beyond me, I'm afraid, but my team are as competent a group as you'd find in any university research department. During the course of the surveys, the team works in conjunction with a local wildlife group. That's a real advantage because it gives us more eyes on the ground, so to speak. They are genuinely concerned about the local wildlife, and their data has been invaluable in informing a lot of what we do over the years.
Speaker 5.
I don't know whether many people would find my job particularly stimulating, but I enjoy working on complex problems. And to be honest, figuring out how to reduce air pollution is tantamount to figuring out the size of the universe. I'm often in touch with the council. They provide me with all sorts of statistics and reports on air quality, as does the Environment Agency. In return, they get our insights on the most effective measures for the community as a whole. We ruled out pedestrianising the city centre last year in favour of congestion charging. Although highly controversial at the time, it has proved itself to be the better decision by a long way.